afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
You know, it's funny that, and I just caught this, but maybe because of the topic of the episode, it's funny that Isaiah in that intro says, might have a plan. You know, I was looking back to see, I swear, and I could not find it. I swear there was a podcast episode, though, where it was called Make Up Your Damn Mind. Or maybe I said make up your damn mind in an episode, but I could not find an episode titled as such. You see, I don't have a guest this week. Things got rearranged from the way they were last week. And if you are a new listener or a newer listener, welcome. Thank you for listening. Great to have you here. If you are an avid listener to the podcast, you'll recognize that this podcast is coming out a little bit later in the standards of Trent Speaks. And of course, we've had episodes that come out days later, the evening of Monday. And so maybe you won't notice the impact here, but if you're an avid listener, typically this is on first thing in the morning when I have an episode ready to go. They are actually scheduled for 4 a.m. Eastern time. Yeah, so they're in your, I guess not inbox. It's in your notifications that, hey, this is ready to go. You have the ability to listen to at any point in the day, whether it's on your way to work, on your way to the gym, maybe it's while you're working out, maybe it's none of those, and you just randomly listen at whatever point. That's okay, too. I don't feel like I am this indecisive when it comes to my professional life. But my personal life, for some reason, I just can't seem to ever make a damn decision to save my life. And actually, I was texting with my mom this morning. Well, I'll save that. I'll get back to that in a minute. Let me write that down. Text with mom. So that I remember to talk about that. Well, for the past month, I was very excited for a trip to Chicago. I was going to go see some shows for Chicago Theater Week at a discounted price. However, unfortunately, this past weekend, it transpired that the person I was going to go stay with and go to the shows with ended up coming down with COVID. And so, unfortunately, I had to come up with a new place to stay. I had limited options of what I could do. So it's not that I didn't have any options, but I did have limited options. But also the thought of, I've gone to shows alone. I've done things alone. A lot of people know that I do a lot of things alone. But just the thought of going to these shows alone, I was like, I don't really know. So I spent most of the day Sunday trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? And Leanne kept asking me, and I was playing video games. I was like, I don't know. I think it'll just come to me, right? I was kind of just waiting for the answer just to kind of come to me and see what feels right. Because originally I was going to leave Sunday to go to Chicago since I had some stuff today, starting at 2 o'clock Central, would have been the first show. Well, then I was like, I'll set an alarm for 3:30 in the morning, Monday morning, and I'll have to make a decision right then and there. Well, my body, for some reason, whenever I set an alarm nice and early in the morning like that, my body thinks that it needs to be awake even earlier just in case I were to sleep through the alarm or something, I guess. I don't really know. But I woke up at 2 o'clock. And so I laid there from 2 o'clock until 3:30 thinking about, okay, what am I going to do? I even started making a pros and cons list because as time progressed, I kept thinking, okay, what time would I have to leave by to still be able to park and go? And really, I figured out it was 7:15 Eastern time. I would need to leave by, and I could still make it in time for my first show in Chicago if I really was going to go. But I waited until 7:15. I spent 5 hours this morning trying to still make a decision on whether or not I was going to go to Chicago. I made a pros cons list. Leanne was annoyed and she kept trying to ask me out loud, what is going through your mind? Why is it so hard for you to make a decision? And she also brought up, and this is true, that when I'm making a personal decision like this, I always tend to seek the validation of others. And she said, you know, this has been said before by her, and I don't fault her at all for it. It's completely valid. But for some reason, I seek the validation of others in my decision, like just so I know I'm making the right decision. And I even texted myself as I was thinking, okay, what are you going to talk about on the podcast this week? I texted myself a thought that I had that I wanted to bring up that I'm afraid of making the wrong decision. And to me, in this scenario, it felt like a lose-lose, right? Because you don't go, you're out of the money of four shows. And mind you, they were super discounted. And we spent no more than $30 a ticket because of Chicago Theater Week. So we did have that going for us. And out of the four, one of the four, we are able to do something with our tickets and transfer them to another date. The other ones, we truly are just out of the money, unfortunately. But I felt like no matter what decision I chose, it was going to be the wrong decision. You might be thinking to yourself, well, how is that possible? Well, I don't know, because when I was laying in bed last night, I thought I had made my decision, which I'll say for the first time here, was to still go to Chicago and go to the shows by myself. But then after I had made that decision, I got this uneasy feeling like, oh, maybe that isn't the best decision. And so that's really what started the spiral of, okay, is maybe your body is actually telling you that's not the right decision then. So then I fell asleep, again, woke up at 2, and all had all these thoughts swirling. There's a lot that went into it, and I was even texting my mom this morning saying, I have my hat and my coat and my shoes on, and they've been on for over 30 minutes now as I sit and try to figure out what I'm doing. And funny enough, she said, oh, I'm sorry you got my decision-making skills. I would do the same thing. I hate to make this comparison, but it's the first one that comes to my mind. It's similar to mental health And I don't want to pigeon it whole just to this scenario. But in this moment, it's opening my eyes that there are many scenarios this can be applied in. Which is, you really don't know. One thing that may seem easy to you or may be easy for you may not be easy for that next person. So like before, we've talked about anxiety and how I've had this conversation not just with Leanne, but with a friend of the podcast as well, where he has said, the things you get anxious about are very different than the things I get anxious about. And we've talked about this a few times through a few of the episodes over the years. And that could be related to this decision-making process. Leanne was just having such a hard time wrapping her head around, why are you having such a difficult time making what seems like a very simple decision to make? You're either going to go or you're not. You have two options. It's very cut and dry. But she also just, again, goes about it a very different way. And this is something I plan. Actually, we canceled my therapy appointment for this week because I was going to be out of town. So now I don't have therapy for a couple of weeks, but this is something I'm going to bring up to her. I think that this inability to make a clear decision in my personal life stems from some of the roots of the things that I do when I'm anxious. I create scenarios, or my mind creates scenarios that don't exist, that aren't real. I come up with all of these different scenarios, and I see how that also relates to the decision-making process of mine, where I create all of these different scenarios. And you might be thinking to yourself, Trent, I've heard you say a couple times, personally, personally, personally. Well, what about professionally? And for some reason, unexplainable, professionally is different for me. Before I hit record on this podcast, I was thinking, well, yeah, professionally, it's a lot more like facts, and here are the things, and yes, some thought and opinion goes into this, but then again, when you make a pros and cons list, some facts and opinion go into that as well. So I don't know where the difference lies here and why it's not as hard or it's not as big of a crutch for me professionally as it is personally. But I just thought that was interesting as I was thinking about that difference earlier. Again, I just want to reiterate, I believe, the more that I've thought about this, I believe that it's not just decision making, it's not just mental health. There are a plethora of things that you may feel comfortable and uncomfortable with and handle a certain way, whereas that person next to you is going to handle that a completely different way. We are, and it could be for a variety of reasons, we are all just wired differently. We all think in a different way. When you bring in some of the other, I guess, personality-related things. So when you think about Clifton Strengths Finder, when you think about the MBTI, when you bring some of that stuff in, that also shapes how you go about doing certain things, how you go about handling certain things. And I'm no doctor, but I would imagine that that has the neurology of that, the cognitive piece of that also has some sort of factor or impact as well. I could just be talking out of a horse's ass there. I really don't know, but that's just, that's what comes to my mind. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I hope that you enjoyed and had something that you were able to take away. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, Trent Speaks on Instagram, or you can email me, trentspeaks@gmail.com. I also do speaking engagements, and I need to reply to the one individual who has emailed me. I will get back to you today. Have a great week, everyone. God bless, be safe, and we'll talk to you next Monday.